This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Leah Lerner. The Prom on Netflix is a musical comedy film with a great message. The story takes place at an Indiana high school, which cancels prom because two female students wanted to attend as dates, and that's not allowed. Down on their luck, Broadway actors hear about the news and head to the school to try and save the day. The Prom, originally a Broadway theater production, co-written by award-winning playwright and Tony Award nominee, as well as Centralia, Illinois native Chad Beglin. Chad joins us on the phone this morning. Hi, Chad. It's great to speak to you.
How's it going?
Congratulations, first and foremost.
Thank you so much.
One of the big themes, or the theme of the movie, inclusion of the LGBTQ youth especially, and, you know, spreading the message of tolerance and acceptance and love. And do you think it is being well received?
I hope so. I mean, when we were doing the Broadway show, we got people coming up to us every night saying how much they felt like they were either seen on stage or how it made them think differently. It actually changed somebody's mind or maybe made them be more tolerant of other people. So I'm hoping it's having that effect all over the world now with the Netflix movie.
And this is something that you kind of adapted from your own experiences. And being from a small Midwest town, Centralia, Illinois, in our listening area, I definitely want people to know that, because it's something that I think you probably took some experience from your own life and wrote it in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, you know, I was the only one on the creative team that was from a small Midwestern town. And so I felt really protective of those characters. And, you know, I wanted to make sure that we were never making fun of them. We were never, you know, that we presented them as real people. And in fact, we actually make fun of the Broadway so-called liberals way more than anybody in the fictional town that we set it in. So I was sure that we handled those characters with care.
Yeah, and speaking of the characters, well, for one, there was never a villain. You know, Kerry Washington's character, really, it was something that a lot of people have been through themselves, probably, not understanding. And then at the end of the movie, she's got it. She understands, and her love for her daughter is so much more than her not understanding or ignorance towards the situation.
Yeah, I especially wanted to make sure that we didn't have anyone, as you said, playing a villain. And for her, it was just fear and wanting, you know, being afraid of the life her daughter might have,
right,
and trying to sort of sweep it all under the rug, which I think is a reaction that a lot of parents sometimes have when they find out that their child is not, you know, a straight cis person,
right.
You know, it's, what is their life going to be like?
Sure.
And so, you know, I was happy that we didn't have, you know, the Wicked Witch of the West or anything.
Now, many of the characters teach very valuable lessons, of course, but I'm also recognizing some names from your alma mater of Centralia High School.
Yes, I started with the character of Dee Dee after Dee Ford, my chorus teacher. And then I had Vicki Oliver Loomis as my drama teacher. So that was Trent Oliver. And then my junior high music teacher and vocal coach, Tom Hawkins, is just named Tom Hawkins. I gave up trying to hide it anymore towards the end.
They obviously were the people that helped make your personal experience in high school a good one. However, I know that there had to be tough times, a tough road for you. Theater must have been your escape.
Absolutely. I mean, those places, you know, whether in rehearsal or in choir practice, you know, they felt like such safe spaces. And, you know, I felt like I could really let down my guard. My experience was, you know, at a very different time, being gay, no one was out. So walking down the hallways sometimes wasn't the funnest thing to do. But when you would get to drama club, suddenly you felt like you were amongst your extended family.
And you could be yourself.
Absolutely. One of my favorite songs is Unruly Heart, and it's really about learning to love yourself. And my favorite lyric is, this heart is the best part of me. And I hope that really helps people feel that way, you know, whoever's struggling with any kind of otherness, you know, to sort of feel like you're not alone. So that's my biggest hope for the movie and for the score.
Why is it so important for the community to support our arts and theater?
Well, I think, for one, it is, for a lot of, I'm speaking about myself and kids, it's one place where they can go and creativity is encouraged and you work as a group. And for me, it was sort of my escape, and it ended up becoming my career. So if I never have had the Centralia Cultural Society, I don't know that I would have even known about theater. I saw my first musical, I think it was Oliver, at the community theater, and I was blown away, and I said, what is this? I want to do this. And I was only, I think, like fifth grade at that time. So it's sort of inspiring the creativity and the artistry that you would lack if it didn't exist.
For those who are in your shoes and have these big dreams, what advice do you have for them?
I definitely would say find your community center. If you don't have one, find one nearby. Put on your own plays, write your own songs, and, you know, just get on stage as much as possible or behind the scenes. But there's always a school play. There's always some way to get involved. And I think the more you get involved, the more you're going to learn how much fun it is and how exciting it is to be part of that kind of community.
Wonderful. We wish you the absolute best, Chad.
Thank you so much.
The Prom is available for streaming now. I'm Leah Lerner.